Hey Asterix, welcome back to another episode of Ad Aster. For those that are just tuning in, Ad Aster, the youth-led podcast of the literary magazine Asterlit, focused on cross-cultural connection within the writing world. I'm Daisy, and today I'm here with Ari and Emma. Today we'll be talking about ways to find writing opportunities, as well as some writing competitions outside the US, a part two of sorts to our last episode.
Yeah, hi, I'm Emma. I guess I really wanted to talk about ways we can all find writing competitions and opportunities together, because I think writing is, at first, it's just something that you do alone in your room, not really knowing exactly how to get your work out there. But once you dig a little bit deeper, you can find this really vast and beautiful community full of so many opportunities. So Ari and Daisy, how have you found writing opportunities or found ways to connect with the writing world?
Well, I normally find my writer opportunities through social media, so following people in Instagram and stuff, and sometimes there are writer communities in Discord, for example the Teen Young Writers Initiative, which was my little introduction to the teen writer world.
Yeah, I think for me, something that I do is I actually look at what other people are doing, similarly to the social media side of things. I will look at the different literary magazines that people have submitted to, or the different prompts that people post on Instagram and stuff, and what other people are doing that I know, and through kind of a web, figure out from there what I'm interested in and see if there's anything that interests me.
Yeah, I kind of do the same. We were kind of joking about how it's stalking, but better. But I basically just I find one literary magazine. For example, you could take Asterlit, you could take any of the other amazing literary magazines out there. And I just look at either the masthead or I read a few pieces. And if I see a piece that matches my writing style, then I'll go into the author bio and I'd be ooh, this author did this program. Or this author submitted to this magazine. Let's go to the magazine. Let's read some of their pieces. Let's look at their bios. And you just keep on going until you find a good list that you think could be good for you.
It's a Wikipedia rabbit hole, but of the lit mat world, so kind of.
Yeah, it's actually really, really helpful. And I think it's really interesting too, because it's the six degrees of separation thing, you know, the idea that everyone in the world is connected by 6 degrees. Maybe every opportunity in the world is connected by 6 people. I don't know. But I've messaged random people on Instagram before, because we were published the same issue of a magazine, or we did the same program together, and then they also would have a bunch of opportunities.
I think also adding on to that, I absolutely agree. If you need to find a way to get to that crack, I am such a firm believer in talking to your teachers. Your English teacher probably has different opportunities that they know about and that they haven't necessarily publicized in class, but they have in the back of their head. Ask your English teachers or other, teachers that are involved with writing, depending on the writing you're doing, But teachers usually have opportunities up their sleeve.
Yeah, and there's also this really great website out there called ChillSubs, which is really great for you. It's a really easy to use platform. You can search magazines by their submission, what genres they take, or what themes, or there's vibes, send us your best but less intimidating. And it's just pretty great and easy to navigate. You can also use Duotrope, but I think you might have to pay for that. Or you can just honestly use Google, just search up writing competition for high school. Or you can search up a lot of college names. A lot of colleges have their own contests. I know Princeton has a lot that we've talked about a bit, but just you never really know how much you can find just by searching on various platforms.
Also talking about colleges and schools, most of the time high schools also have their writer contests. I know, for example, in my school we have a week where it was everything literature related. And so it was through participating in those writing contests that I found the little bits of confidence to get more into an international audience and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. Also, if you live in the U.S., there's this cool thing called the National Youth Poet Laureate Program. And I know not every single place has it, but if you live in like a pretty big city or a city with like a sizable population, there might be a Youth Poet Laureate Program. As a Youth Poet Laureate, you would be in charge of kind of being a poetry ambassador in your community. And maybe you would read at some events. You would read at like some more official parts of your county or your city, or if you go to an upper level, your state. And once you're a Youth Poet Laureate for your specific region, you can apply to be a Youth Poet Laureate for like a fourth of the United States. Astor Lit alumni, I think Liz, was chosen as one of the four. And so she got to perform at the Kennedy Center, which is super cool. And it's also just a great way to like not only find writing opportunities, but also create opportunities and connect with your community a lot more through writing.
That's so cool.
Also, a thing that I discovered while I was researching contests outside of the US is that if you live in Mexico, there are a lot of contests and convocatorias that the Instituto Nacional de Bellas Artes publishes around the year, but they aren't like as well known as. So yeah, I will invite every person that lives in Mexico or like in the whole of Latin America to look into the Instituto Nacional de Bellas Artes in the literature part of the channel, so they can find a lot of opportunities.
There's also like the UK has like the UK Poetry Society, and they have a lot of contests that we're going to talk about later on in this episode. But also search really local as well. Your city probably has their own like small your citywide literary publication. I know San Jose has a couple if you live in like California. We have like Eastside, which is like specific to like Eastside, but also most of San Jose. And usually with like smaller contests, you can write about issues that or like feelings or emotions that are really, really rooted in where you are right now. And I think it's also like good to mention that like when we think of writing opportunities, a lot of times we care a lot about like prestige or like how it'll look or how many other opportunities it can lead to. But there are so many types out there. Like opportunities doesn't have to be publications or contests. There are so many ways out there to explore writing. There's a lot of other like open mics. There's a lot of like slam poetry events and stuff. And there are also great ways to get your voice out and connect with other poets. I think it's just like a cycle. Like you want to engage as much as you can with the writing world, and the writing world will engage as much as they can with you as well.
Absolutely. I want to re-emphasize, don't ask what you can do for social media, but what social media can do for you. There's there are so many accounts that are like writing prompt accounts that you don't submit anything to necessarily. You don't have to get approval to participate in the prompts. They're just great ways to get the creative ideas flowing. And that's something that I really like to do. I like to go onto these like Instagram accounts or whatever and like look at the different writing prompts. I'll just like scroll and tap one randomly and then just write about it. And that I think is a very underrated writing opportunity, is the opportunity to on your own kind of refine that craft. The point I'm trying to emphasize is that there are extremely, extremely low stakes to participating just broadly in some of these opportunities.
Yeah, I think that there's also this thing called like escape rollers, but it's kind of like Inktober, but for writing and for poetry, and it's April. It's like Savannah Brown or something who hosts, and she like posts a list of prompts. You can follow the prompt, you cannot follow the prompt. And people just post it online and people make Discord servers. Like, it's just really fun. There's also like a lot of contests where it's like not publication, but they just like display like your word, like in a public place, which is cool. I know that there's this one like haiku contest. It's like called like Golden Triangle or something. And if you win, like your haiku is on these like giant poster things in Washington, D.C.
And that's it's so cool.
Yeah, I know that Sundress Publications also had this thing where it's like if you submit poems, they make like they print it on like large boards or something. I don't know. But it's there's such a world, big world out there.
And if you're having trouble finding that community elsewhere, like if you're in a small town somewhere, for example, don't be afraid to make that community yourself. Like if you want to create like a school poetry journal, for example, go for it. It seems like it's a very big task and there's absolutely a lot that goes into it, but it's also very straightforward if you find people that also love what you love and then come together and work on stuff that you love.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of things in this world are like so much more exponential than we think they are. Like you never know. And that's really beautiful. And I think that also really addresses something that I've like kind of realized about competitions. Like, yes, it's cool to like win things. But overall, I think the way competitions help me the most is that they give me more motivation to explore other parts of the writing world and to like create work and work of a lot of different types. I think it's really cool that there's a lot of like competitions that are like Ghazal specific or like this one region specific or this one strange form specific. And even if we don't win, just having that deadline, having a community that's all working towards something together is a really great way to build up your writing motivation. And like Daisy and I talked about in the previous episode, like even if you win these competitions, it's all about the craft in the end. So it's all about finding your own voice through writing and trying so many different things until you write pieces that you're really, really proud of. And the contests are just like little nudges in different directions to try to do that.
On the topic of writing competitions, do we want to talk about any strategies for submission to competitions in general, or maybe even advice that could extend beyond that to some of these opportunities?
Yeah, I think like for a lot of writing competitions, a lot of people just have like a body of work that they create, like usually during summer or something, that they're really happy with, and then just kind of like submit them to a lot of different contests, because I feel like there is kind of a contest season. It's kind of around now. And so if you have that body of work ready during spring and summer, you can just kind of submit it with like minor edits to like fit the different requirements. And you might just like be able to hit a lot of birds with one stone, but you shouldn't kill birds because that's sad. But
don't do that. That's sad.
Yeah. And I think it's also interesting to like think about like joining lit mags and stuff. I've been thinking a lot whether like it's good to like do a lot of things kind of sporadically or to really, really focus on one contest or one lit mag. And honestly, I'm not really sure what my like final verdict is. So do you guys have any thoughts on like focusing like all your attention on one contest, like reading all their past winners, etc., or dabbling in a lot of different ones?
Well, for me, it's very interesting what you said, like doing a bunch of work during the summer and then see where it fits, because normally I use like competitions and like literal mag submissions that are looking for a specific type of team as prompts that push me to do different works. So for me, I don't will say that I'm like very focused in exactly getting to this contest or getting to this literary magazine. But for example, I will write a piece of work that is, and then maybe the piece gets rejected and I'm like, okay, well, but now I have that piece and now I can find other contests where to fit that work. So yeah, it's very interesting because I have never had like this idea of like, it's summer, time to work, and then see where it fits. I need the motivation first and then I can work.
I'm in a very similar boat. I actually, this past spring, there were a few different magazine prompts that I wrote for and then completely did not submit to because I missed the deadline. In my free time, I was like, ooh, I'll respond to this prompt. And then by the time I responded to the prompt, the deadline had already passed. But just the act of responding to that prompt was really fun and very fulfilling for me. And so it's a little silly in that way that like I write for things and then I even don't even apply sometimes. But I would say if you are applying to competitions for the, I guess, practice, it's not necessarily a bad thing if you're just writing and using them as these different competitions as opportunities to explore prompts.
That's really interesting. I wish I did more of that. I kind of just like open the tab on my computer and look at it every once in a while and think about it, and then usually just end up submitting old work anyways because that's the only work that I feel like is polished enough to submit.
I get it. Sometimes there are moments where when I have to submit something, I'm like, oh, is it actually worth it to submit this, or should I just find something else to revamp because this is terrible?
Yeah, no, like pieces that I submitted this year, I've been literally working on for like 8 months because I write creative nonfiction. So I like can't submit things until I feel like they're really good. But yeah, I think that's a really great way to explore too. Also, because when you like write for a specific prompt or specific contest, you kind of subconsciously like go into like their past archives or go into like past winners or other ways that this theme has been explored. And so you also get a lot of exposure in this one. It's really insightful into what like this contest or contests in general like look for and what other types of writing there are out there.
Yeah. Also, just going back to submission, I find it very funny because for me, whenever I submit a piece, like the idea that this piece is going to be rejected is actually a relief that lets me go with the piece and submit it because I'm like, well, if it's bad, they are not going to accept it, obviously. So I only have like this very bad poem that I did for years going around in the internet forever.
I think it's such a refreshing way to lick a rejection, to be like, if it's not good, well, at least I don't have to worry about it. It gives you the freedom to just kind of do whatever, make whatever, and throw it out there, because it's ultimately the magazine's job to like create a really good cohesive issue. You're just helping them by giving them possibilities. Also, be mindful of what you submit. Like, read it over again, maybe let it sit for like at least a week. I think like having that drive to generate a lot of things and then taking time and looking at it is just a really good way of like writing.
We said this last episode too. Don't wait until the last minute to submit. Don't do it. It's not good. It's not fun for anyone. It's not fun for you. It's not fun for the magazine. Like, just give yourself the time to sit with your work for at least 24 hours. Don't submit the day of in case something goes wrong.
Yeah. And also with opportunities, like you can have like a finding opportunities time and a pursuing opportunities time as well. Definitely give yourself the time to explore, but then also decide what you think fits you the best and kind of just go down that route.
So talking about exploring opportunities, we are also going to give you guys these different contests that we found out that are less US centric and more the rest of the world centric. That if you're not from the US or if you want to explore a more international kind of audience, you can have a look at it.
Our first contest is the CBC Short Story Prize, and it's open from September 1st to November 1st, so coming up really soon. You can submit any original unpublished fiction that is up to 2,500 words. There's no minimum word requirement. And it's open to everyone that lives in Canada, and including permanent residents of Canada. While it costs a fee of $25, you can win up to $6,000 from the Canada Council for the Arts and have your work published on CBC Books and win a 2-week residency at the Banff Centre for Arts and Creativity. 4 finalists will also receive $1,000 from the Canada Council for the Arts and have work published in CBC Books. You can also submit this not only in English, but also in French.
The next contest that we have for you is called Premio Primavera de Novela 2024. The Premio Primavera de Novela will be accepting submissions until December 15, 2023. So, what do they want for you? They want an unpublished original novel in the Spanish language, and there are no simultaneous submissions. So, who can participate? Writers of any nationality that are 18 or over, so no minors allowed. How would you submit? You submit the work in a digital format, Word or PDF file, to be sent via email to the following address: premios@espasa.es. indicating in the subject line Premio Primavera de Novela 2024. The file must contain the author's name, nationality identity card or passport, address, email, and contact telephone number. There are a lot of other details that we will link in the description of the episode. What can you win? You can win 100,000 euros to the work that is unanimously, or failing that, by the majority of the votes of the jury, is considered to be the most meritorious. The jury's decision shall be final. The aforementioned economic endowment, the 100,000 euros, will be considered as an advance payment on account of the exploitation rights of the winning work. The prize may not be declared void, nor may the prize be distributed among 2 or more competing works. So, who will be judging your novel? The jury will be made up of personalities from the world of literature, a representative of Ámbito Cultural / El Corte Inglés, and a representative of the jury. Now, who won last year? Las Brujas y el Inquisidor, The Witches and the Inquisition by Elvira Roca Barea. So yeah, Go write your novels if you know Spanish, or go see if you have any novel that might win these 100,000 euros.
The next competition that we are talking about is the Edinburgh Short Story Award. So the Edinburgh Short Story Award applications are open from December 1st to February 28th, 2359 UK time. You can submit stories on any topic up to 2,000 words. And by you, I mean any writer worldwide. How to submit? All stories must be submitted via the online entry form. Stories that are sent in hard copy will not be accepted. Writers may submit as many stories as they like, as long as they pay £10 per story. In terms of prizes, the first prize is £3,000. Second prize is £500. Third prize is £250, open to writers worldwide. Publication is offered to authors of the top 20 stories or more in their next anthology. Who is judging? For the 2024 competition, Ian Rankin is going to be judging. As for previous winners, the story Hot Wind by Mandy Wheeler won last year. Language is English. And if you want to learn more, you can head to their website, scottisharttrust.org/short story. That is Scottish, Scottish, art, A-R-T-S, trust, T-R-U-S-T, .org/short-story.
The Commonwealth Short Story Prize is also open until November 1st, 2023. You should submit your best unpublished short fiction, 2,000 to 5,000 words. The prize is free to enter and open any citizen of a Commonwealth country or stateless people living in a Commonwealth country aged 18 and over. There's an online entry form and winners receive £2,500 and the overall winner receives £5,000. Winning stories are published online by Granta and in a special print collection by Paper Plus Ink. The short listed stories are also published in ADDA, the online literary magazine of the Commonwealth Foundation. Many languages are accepted, such as Bengali, Chinese, Creole, English, French, Greek, Malay, Maltese, Portuguese, Samoan, Swahili, Tamil, and Turkish. Stories that have been translated into English from any language are also accepted, and the translator of any story also wins additional money prize.
The next competition we are going to be talking about is the Evaristo Prize for African Poetry. This takes place October 1st through November 1st, and manuscripts of 10 poems, no more, no less, are accepted annually during this time. Poems must be the original work of the entrant and be no longer than 40 lines each. Poems may have been previously published or won previous awards. People who have entered previously for the prize can resubmit, but are advised to share new poems. The prize is open to African writers. An African writer is taken to mean someone who was born in Africa, who is a national or resident of an African country, or whose parents are African. The prize is open to African poets who have not yet had a full-length poetry book published at the time of submission. Self-published poetry books, chapbooks, and pamphlets are exempt from this stipulation. No past or present paid employees of the University of Nebraska Press, Akashic Books, or Amelion Press, or current faculty, students, or employees at the University of Nebraska are eligible for the prizes. African poets who have published a chapbook in a New Generation African Poets Chapbook Box Set series remain eligible for the Evaristo African Poetry Prize if they have not published a full-length book of poems. How you can submit? All entries must be submitted via Submittable. Poems must be submitted in a single document without any identifying information included. Alterations cannot be made to poems once entered. The submittable cover letter, which will be concealed to screeners and judges, should include the entrant's name, nationality, country of birth, full address, including country of permanent residence, personal email address, and telephone number. In terms of what you can win, the Evaristo Prize for African Poetry is an annual prize of $1,500 USD awarded to 10 poems written by an African poet. Who is judging? The APBF will convene a judging panel every year. In 2022 to 2023, the judging panel included Gabeba Bayaroun, Tijuana Dema, and Tsitsi Jaji. The APBF reserves the right to not award the prize if, in the judge's opinion, such an action is justified. APBF also reserves the right to split the prize if they decide that more than one poet is worthy of winning it. The language for this competition is English. However, translation of poems into English are also accepted. If you would like to learn more, you can head to their website, africanpoetrybf.unl.edu. That is African, afrancanpoetrybf.unl.edu.
Now, we have these other countries for poetry. It's called Cinemarm First Book Prize for African Poetry. The Cinemarm Prize is awarded annually with submissions open between September 15 and December 1st. So, what do they want from you? They want a manuscript. Poetry manuscript should be at least 50 pages long. The author's name should not appear on the manuscript, and eligible writers may submit more than one manuscript. But, wait a minute, who is eligible writer? Well, an African poet who has not yet published a collection of poetry. This includes self-published books, if they were sold online, in stores, or at readings. Writers who have edited and published an anthology or similar collections of other writers' work remain eligible. Now, for the purposes of the contest, an African writer is taken to mean someone who was born in Africa, who is a national or resident of an African country, or whose parents are African. So, how can you submit? The Cinemarm First Book Prize for African Poets accepts electronic submissions only. We will link in the description the link to submit via Submittable. What can you win? The winner receives $1,000 and the book publication through the University of Nebraska Press and Amalion in Senegal. And finally, who will be the judges? The Cinemarm editorial team, including Kwame Das, Chris Savani, Matthew Shinoda, John Keane, Gabi Babaderrun, Philippa Ya de Villiers, Araceli Girmadi, Madame Shai Terrao.
The New York Times Learning Network also hosts a wide variety of contests stemming from journalism to memoir writing to review writing, including their 100-word personal memoir contest that ends November 1st. Anyone that's ages 13 or older in the United States or the United Kingdom can submit, and also anyone that's 16 years or older anywhere else in the world. They host so many different types of contests, so you should definitely check out their learning network to find out more.
The FOIL Young Writers Network is a competition that takes place annually for 2023. Submissions due by midnight, July 31st, 2023, and so the 2024 deadline is likely going to be around then. In terms of what you're submitting, the FOIL Young Writers Network is a competition where you submit poetry. It must be its first publication written in English, but you can include phrases in your mother tongue or another language, for any poet aged 11 through 17. You must submit by midnight of July 31st of the year, and you can submit on their official website, which is foilyoungpoets.org, which is F-O-Y-L-E. YOUNGPOETS.org. In terms of what you can win, there are 100 winners, 85 commendations, and 15 top winners. The top 15 winning authors often attend a week-long intensive residential ARVON course where they develop their creative writing skills alongside fellow poets or benefit from alternative sustained mentoring. Who won last year? You can actually read last year's top 15 winning poems in the competition's anthology titled Lullabies of Distant Traffic.
My name is Anna, and I'm a writer from San Diego, California, and a current freshman at Harvard University studying economics and English. And I just wanted to hop on here really quickly and talk about my experience submitting to international writing competitions, and specifically the FOIL Young Poets of the Year Award, which I submitted to last year and was lucky enough to be recognized by. So starting off a little bit with my writing process, I started writing the piece that I submitted entitled Liminal Space earlier that summer at a writing workshop where I was able to get some really important feedback and critique and kind of choose a handful of works that I thought were the best to submit to FOIL. And Liminal Space really centered around my own personal reckoning with poetry as something that I wanted to pursue and how that rationale didn't necessarily translate the easiest across cultures or languages. And just general advice that I would give is to look on the website of the poetry competition that you're looking to submit to and look at the past winning works and kind of just try to identify some of the strengths or the memorable moments, because I think you can learn and grow a lot from that and also draw inspiration from a lot of that. And also, I think it's always beneficial to put a lot of emphasis on the revision process, even for a competition like FOIL with no submission fees and unlimited submissions, I think you always want to be putting your best foot forward, right? I know it can be really, really stressful during this time of submitting to writing competitions, but always stay true to yourself, be authentic, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much for listening. This episode couldn't have been possible without you. For more, follow us on Instagram at asterlit, ASTER.LIT, and check out our website, asterlit.org, for transcriptions and more. Subs for issue 10 are open until November 15th. Thank you.